Exclusive stop in Loveland. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. For more information and scheduled exhibits, call 970-481-4266 or visit www.coloradosanctuary.com. Tours run daily from September 8th through September the 16th. Messiah's Mansion is located just north of Johnson's Corners, exit 254 East Frontage Road off of I-25. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Here at the American Theater Network, and morning is Barry Shamish. We'll be with Barry in just a moment. But before we got into the program, I wanted to tell you something I've come across it a couple of times in the last few days, but it was just such a shocking concept that I wanted to check it out, and I did this morning, and there's a great deal of evidence that it is true, and that is that the Veterans Administration has found that the veterans of the Iraq-Afghan war are aging very prematurely. And when you do a MRI on the brain of a young man who's come back from Iran or Afghanistan, and you look at his brain, it looks like he's 20 or 30 years old. Looks like he was 70. And, of course, they're having lots of arthritic pains, but the biggest thing is what they're doing to their brains. They're destroying their brains. They're destroying the youth of this nation intentionally and purposely because the people who control our military are part of the Brotherhood of Darkness who hate humanity. And whether it's the depleted uranium, whether it is the multiple vaccines that they give to these unfortunate men who believe they're fighting for America by going overseas to kill people in Muslim countries, whereas the enemy is not over there. The enemy is here. We've actually financed this whole terrorist movement since its inception. But if you know young people who are thinking about going to the military, tell them not to do it. Simply go onto the Internet and type in, veterans are aging prematurely. Veterans aging prematurely. Read the multitude of articles there based upon CDC's extensive studies and the Veterans Administration's extensive studies on how we're destroying the lives of the young men who already represent America's future. The young men who go overseas just think they're fighting for America. They're not. They're fighting to bring about a world government, and their lives are being intentionally destroyed by those who control the United States military and are using it to push their globalist, internationalist schemes. Well, that is the background, and having nothing to do with what we're going to be talking about today, our guest is Barry Shamish, who is an Israeli patriot, who certainly researched corruption at the highest level of the Israeli government for many years. He wrote the definitive story on the death of Prime Minister Rabin, and of course, he was assassinated. He was the head of Israel, and they killed him. But, of course, most of the other people in positions of power are corrupt. He's also written a great deal about the Yemeni children and the so-called ringworm children. And I assume maybe he's going to tell that story again. It's well worthwhile telling something you've never heard of, but equally as horrible as what they're doing to American veterans is what they did to these innocent children over in Israel. Without his background, Barry Shamish, you pick up the story and run with it.
I assume you received my latest article.
I did, yes, and I read it, and I saved it, as always. It was an excellent article. Go ahead. Because most people have never heard of this sort of thing. Most people would be horrified at the thought of destroying the lives of children and intentionally killing children.
Yeah, you would think so, wouldn't you?
Yep.
Apparently, not everyone agrees. Look, you have to have one little piece of information before we dive in to what was done by Israel's founders to first the Yemenite community and then all Sephardim. They had cut, they had cut a deal with the Nazis. Now, this deal is called the Holocaust, the Transfer Agreement. It certainly led to the Holocaust. In 1933, you don't need to know the politics of who ran Palestine for the Jews, but it was the Jewish Agency, and they threw out, it was run by the labor Zionists. And just separate them from the other Zionists, which are running Israel, and they have been since 77, that is the right and the religious, they're not part of what we're about to discuss. And that's essential to understand. Labor Zionism has been a curse on the Jewish people and has led to the Holocaust. They cut a deal with the Nazis that we won't boycott you, and we won't oppose you. Just make sure we're the only organization in Germany that represents the Jews, and let us do our stuff, and you take care of the rest. We don't care. We want to found a country. Essentially, the basis would have been German Jews, because very, very few other people survived the Holocaust. But there was a deal cut that by 1934, only labor Zionism represented Jews of Germany, and they ran camps. Essentially, they took doctors, professors, lawyers, mostly professionals, and they trained them to be farmers. And then they were shipped to Israel, where many of them went on kibbutzim. That's the background. Those running Israel after 48, the founders of Israel were working, the book is by Edwin Black. It's called The Transfer Agreement. You look into it. The background of Israel is they threw out the right, they threw out the religious, and during the 30s, the last hurrah of Judaism in Europe, they ran the Zionist organization. It was, let's just say you don't need to know the terminology, Mapalei Poalim and all kinds of things you don't have to know. But they threw out the opposition, and they started civil wars against the opposition. Now, that's kind of an apology, because what they did to Israel's Yemenite community can be understood if you understand that they're capable of cutting a deal with the Nazis that helped the Nazis survive and go to war. Look what they did to the Israeli children.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Center.
Ladies, this is Dani Golden informing you that heart attacks in women can be different than heart attacks in men. Women having heart attacks will experience nausea, vomiting, indigestion, shortness of breath, or simply sudden and extreme fatigue, but no chest pain. Get emergency medical help and call 911 immediately if you are experiencing any of these symptoms. Pain, pressure, burning or squeezing in the chest, jaw, shoulders, back or arms that last more than 5 to 10 minutes. Unexplained shortness of breath lasting more than 5 to 10 minutes. Sudden severe nausea, vomiting or indigestion. Sudden sweating for no reason. Sudden unexplained extreme fatigue. Loss of consciousness or fainting. Or sudden unexplained panicky feeling of doom. The key, ladies, is to listen to your body, follow your instincts, and if you experience symptoms that are disturbing to you in any way, or even remotely related to your heart, get yourself checked out right away. If your doctor brushes you off, that's a sign you need a new doctor, one who will actually do what is necessary to get to the bottom of your symptoms.
Mitt Romney on turning Colorado's economy around.
This president can ask us to be patient. This president can tell us it was someone else's fault. But this president cannot tell us that you're better off today than when he took office.
Colorado is not better off under President Obama. Obama's excessive government regulations are crushing job creators. Thousands of jobs have been lost. Thousands more are threatened. Obamacare, his war on coal, natural gas and oil, and the failed stimulus have hurt Colorado. Colorado is a state of business builders. But under Obama, businesses are afraid to locate here. We need an environment where entrepreneurs can flourish. The Romney Plan for Colorado? Mitt Romney will repeal Obamacare, eliminate excessive regulations, foster innovation, and create over 200,000 new jobs for Colorado.
I'm Mitt Romney. I'm running for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Romney for President, Inc.
Well, Dr. Stan, the Perry Shamish is an Israeli patriot, and he's certainly discussing labor Zionism. Now, there are people out there who tell you that the Zionists are behind all the problems in the world, but people don't understand. There is a small contingent within Zionism. They are call themselves labor Zionists. But they're different than the average Zionist who wants Israel to exist as a nation. The labor Zionists are a diabolical and very dangerous group, which most people don't know anything about. But basically, they have nothing to do with the traditional Jewish religious beliefs. These people have a different agenda, and they set up Israel for an entirely different reason than the average Jewish person who went there looking for a Jewish homeland. Would that be a fair statement, Barry?
Yeah, they didn't just go there. It was post-Holocaust, and they had nowhere else to go. But neither here nor there. Let's look at what happened. In the Holocaust, only 100,000 Jews survived where the Nazis were. And they could not found a nation on these 100,000. They had expected a couple million to survive. I can go into that, but I'm not going to. Let's go to our topic, what they did to the immigrants. Now, what Israel did, they needed a population. They couldn't sustain themselves. European Jews were just too well murdered and tortured sadistically by the Nazis. So with only 100,000 Jews and not all of them going to Israel, they had to stir up trouble in the Sephardic lands, the Middle Eastern lands, to get their Jews released in aversion. Short of the Holocaust, they were under extreme repression and left for Israel. And they came from Iran, Morocco, everywhere in the Middle East. As soon as they arrived, this is in the late 40s, and all through the 50s, they were just guinea pigs. Now, let's start with the Yemeni children. They were basically the first to arrive. However they were chosen, they started disappearing. Now, the way 4,500 of them were never found again, and the way to get them, you just go to the schools, and you say a child has got a fever, let's put them in a clinic. The next day a death warrant was given to the parents. Their perfectly healthy child had a cold and died. Believe it or not, listen, these were immigrants. They didn't know Hebrew. They didn't know the system. They were living in camps. They just didn't have the wherewithal to fight the loss of their children. You know, even graves were given to the children that were dug up much later, and they were empty. What it comes down to is it took the next generation of Yemenites to try and get to the bottom of what was done to their community. Now, remember, 4,500 in a fairly small community was, it's not like the parents forgot their lost children. One rabbi, Uzi Meshulam, started a movement to get to the truth, and by his bad coincidence, it began to really gain earnest in 1994, just after the Oslo so-called peace accord was signed, and they were viewed as enemies of the state. Now, because my Rabin book made such a stir in Israel, I started meeting people I normally never would have met. And, well, I was invited by the organizers of the Yemenite Truth Movement to meet at Rabbi Meshulam's home. He had already been arrested. But, my Lord, almost 2,000 police and Shabak officers surrounded his home. It was in a place called Yehud, and they were backed by helicopters and dogs and snipers. Their goal was to wipe out the rabbi, his family, his congregation. They killed one congregant, Shlomi Asulin. He was taken to police lines where he was allowed to bleed to death. But I went through Rabbi Meshulam's house. I counted 50 bullet holes in his living room walls. Then I just stopped counting. It was getting, well, I got the message. The state tried to mass execute him, his wife, his children, his followers, and they tried to put an end to the movement telling what happened to the Yemenite children.
No, this is much later. I mean, what happened was right after the war. And when did the Yemenite children disappear? And when
they disappear all through the 40s, late 40s and 50s.
Okay, and so basically this is up in the 90s?
When I met him?
No, when this attack came on the rabbi's home.
Yeah, it was in 96, I believe.
Okay, so basically they cannot let the Israeli people know what happened to Yemeni children. Go ahead.
Well, okay, that's right. Look, in 1996, Rabbi Uzi Meshulam asked me to meet him. Now, I traveled to his cell. What? I'll tell you about that. I'll give you a little background. I traveled with his wife to Sharon prison. We walked down. I was separated from the wife to meet Rabbi Meshulam. It was quite a show the prison gave me. I walked through a maze of sinking corridors until I reached the Yemenite compound. There was no escape from there, putting it mildly. I remember first shaking hands with him, and boy, this man was strong. What a grip. Now, we didn't have a lot of time, and we spoke of all kinds of things, but time was a factor, so I just wanted the big truth from the source. Why hadn't he united the kidnapped children with their biological parents? He then takes what was then known as a ghetto blaster, a tape machine, and he blasted the music. Actually, it was Sephardi religious music, and he said he didn't have the heart to tell the parents that the majority of their children were dead, murdered in atomic experiments, most shipped first to America in cages. And then he revealed the reason for not telling this truth. The founder of the Israeli Atomic Research Program was Shimon Peres. And if the truth came out, he would be exposed for his role in the atrocities. Remember, these children didn't die nicely. They died with all kinds of radiation, seeing how much they could take in their system. Now, basically,
and I think it's important that our listeners understand, these are 4,000 children from Yemen, Jewish children, who are then are going to be used by America for radiation experiments. They didn't want to do the experiments on American children.
So well, they did, but they were found out.
To ship the Yemeni children to America to be used on these horrible, inhumane experiments. Go ahead.
Yeah, let's go back. America had no compunctions about using its so-called weaker, well, prisoners, retardates, blacks all over the place. They had their own program, but it was exposed. And they were running out of guinea pigs. Meanwhile, Paris is now trying to start an atomic energy program, and they didn't have the ability or knowledge. They needed America for that. And he said, look, we'll cut a deal with you. You can irradiate a whole people, see what their reaction is. We got plenty of spares. You give us atomic secrets, which, by the way, by 1957, Israel had a reactor and had started making bombs. So I hate to use this analogy, the Yemenites didn't die for nothing. Okay, a bomb came out of it, but what happened in 96 is Meshulam was making a major impact. They shot up his compound. They tried to murder anyone associated with him. Finally, they put him in prison. And what happened is his role was taken over by someone named the Schiffer's family. I knew the wife, husband, and son. What happened is they were nothing but Shabak infiltrators. And Rabbi Meshulam invited me to his prison to ask me to take over as spokesman for the Yemenite truth movement. He wanted Schiffer's out. Well, it was a big honor. And by the way, it would have probably got me in the same boat as Meshulam. But I still accepted. But Orla Schiffer's would have nothing to do with it. Now, you have to understand how modest, innately modest and mild-mannered the Yemenites are. They're not a fighting people. I had my advocates, but no one could find the way to stand up to Orla Schiffer's, who had literally shanghaied the whole movement. It's now a dead duck in Israel. It wasn't in 96, 97. Nonetheless, the Schiffer's family also included their son, who Rabbi Meshulam, in prison with blaring Haredi music in the background, said the son who was in prison with him was a snitch even while he was incarcerated. Now, I have to give the Schiffer's family credit for a remarkable show. To an outsider, it really looked like she was not infiltrating the Yemenites in order to destroy them, that she was an advocate of their cause. Now, it was Orla Schiffer's who showed me the photos of the cages in which Yemenite infants were flown to America. And she showed me the scarred bodies of the survivors, those who were experimented on in Israel. She claimed it took place at the Biological Institute in Nes Ziona. Neither here nor there, she actually added to my own evidence while slowly breaking down a very strong movement. And boy, did they have rallies in 95, 96. Thousands came out to their rallies. They wanted to know what happened to their children. But here's what happened to their movement. In 1998, Rabbi Uzi Meshulam was released from prison a true blue vegetable. His son, by the way, who I went to the prison with to meet him, he's in Canada. He can never, ever go back to Israel. He saw what was done to his father and his father's congregants. Now, depending on who tells it, Rabbi Meshulam was given a lobotomy or he was injected with drugs. But either way, he came out of prison a total zombie. He hasn't given a public statement since 98. This campaign for truth was over, but it wasn't the last one.
So then this other family took up the leadership of the movement, but they did that so they could destroy it. Is that what you're saying?
It worked like a charm. It was all from 94 until he was released from prison. It was a very strong movement.
Hold on. We'll be back in a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Messiah's Mansion invites you to take a sacred walk through history, where tours of a full-scale model of the ancient Hebrew tabernacle will be on display to the public. Travel back 3,000 years with Moses and the Israelites, learning more about the history of the 2 million people that built the wilderness temple for their God. Experience firsthand what the tabernacle was like and better understand the significance of the tabernacle to the Hebrews described in the Old Testament. Much like the story in Exodus of the traveling Hebrew sanctuary, this full-scale model travels the U.S. coast to coast nearly a dozen times a year. Don't miss your chance to see it when it takes an exclusive stop in Loveland. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. For more information and scheduled exhibits, call 970-481-4266 or visit www.coloradosanctuary.com. Tours run daily from September 8th through September the 16th. Messiah's Mansion is located just north of Johnson's Corners, exit 254 East Frontage Road off of I-25. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, "This was He of whom I said, He who comes after Me is preferred before Me, for He was before Me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Barry Shannon. Barry, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your information, your website, to your PayPal button, and basically how they can get your books.
Yeah, well, my books, this one, you want to get Subtitles, the Labor Zionism and the Holocaust. That's at lulu.com, www.lulu.com. Get the black and white version. The color version is a ripoff. You just write in my name in the search box, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That's how you spell Chalmers. You'll get to this book, get to all the books. My website is barrychalmers.com, but my webmaster, Tom Mack, has been in hospital for a month, and nothing has been updated. He apparently is, well, we wish him the best. Leave it at that. Now, let's go back to the next part of this awful, awful secret, and that is the ringworm children. This is kind
of
long.
Oh, this is a separate group from the Yemeni children.
No, they were plenty of Yemenites amongst the ringworm children, too. They just weren't kidnapped. They were sent home. What it comes down to, let me give a little background. Now, first of all, again, because of my rabbin work, I made friends in the most unusual places. One of them was David Belhassen. We started quite a correspondence, and I must say I made his film. It's called The Ringworm Children, internationally known. But again, the people who have taken this are not my allies, and it's a major moral problem I've got. I'm fighting one group, labor Zionism, and they just say all Zionists did this, but no, all the victims were Jews. All right. Now, here's the background. In 1951, the Director General of the Health Ministry, his name was Chaim Sheba, he flew to America and returned with 7 Army X-ray machines. These were to be used in a mass atomic experiment with the entire generation of Sephardic Jews to be used as guinea pigs. Now, the film, I don't believe this figure, but it's still very high. Every child, every Sephardi child, was to be given 35,000 times the maximum dose of X-rays through his head. I'm perfectly prepared to settle on hundreds of times the dose. It was 0.5 rad. That was the maximum, and they got hundreds, maybe even thousands. But in short, the American government paid the Israeli government, well, it doesn't mean much today, 300 million lira a year. The entire health budget was 60 million lira. It's the equivalent of tens of billions of dollars today. Now, to fool the parents of the victims, the children were taken away on school trips. The Ashkenazim were separated from the Sephardim. Only the Sephardim were put on the buses to get treatment, supposedly for the scourge of scalpel ringworm. Their heads were shaved, and with a marker pen, just like a cow in a butcher, their head was marked up, and in each of these spots, thousands of times the amount of legitimate X-rays, in other words, gamma rays, were blasted through their heads. 115,000 Sephardic children were given agonizing, 6,000 died shortly after their doses were given.
How many thousand?
Pardon me?
You said how many thousand died?
6,000 just died, but it's not like the rest didn't develop disorders that killed them over a longer time, and they're still killing them. Sephardim in their 60s, they have suffered from a lifetime of epilepsy, Alzheimer's, amnesia, psychosis. You don't get blasted through your head with gamma rays and expect to live a normal life. Look, I'm going to describe the film. That's the best way to do it before describing who did it and why. We watch a Moroccan lady describe what getting thousands of times the dose of allowable x-rays in her head feels like. She said, I screamed to make the headache go away, make the headache go away, but it never went away. We see a bearded man walking hunched down a street. He says, I'm in my 50s. Everyone thinks I'm in my 70s. I have to stoop when I walk so I won't fall over. They took away my youth with those x-rays. We even watch a nurse who had seen the light. She administered thousands of children the doses. And she explains on the film, they're ringworm children. They brought them in lines. First, their heads were shaved and smeared in burning gel. Then a ball was put between their legs, and the children were ordered not to drop it so they wouldn't move. The children weren't protected. There was no lead vest for them. I was told I was doing good by helping to remove ringworm. If I knew what the dangers the children were facing, I never would have cooperated. Never, never. And then you have a Sephardic woman who had given birth to three children, and she explains, all three of my children have the same cancer I suffered. Are you going to tell me that's a coincidence? Look, the entire generation of Jews from the Middle East brought to Israel through chicanery from Morocco to Iran underwent this treatment. It was an experiment. It was a eugenics experiment. If you see Sephardi women in Israel in their 60s today, I notice this. Everyone knows this. They have sparse, patchy hair, and they use dye and henna to cover it up. Now, I had assumed it was just a characteristic of Sephardi women. Then who shows up on the screen? But a Sephardi woman wearing a baseball hat, she places a picture of her as a young woman with flowing black hair. The way most Sephardi women are, who were born after the treatments. And she says, that was before my treatment. Then she takes off her hat. She says, even henna can't cover the scarred head.
Now, where is this film available, Barry? Because I've never seen this. Where is the film?
Yeah, go to YouTube and look up The Ringworm Children. You'll get it.
Hold the thought. We'll be back in just a moment here, ladies and gentlemen.
Hear the shofar blasts? Come and join the Beth Messiah congregation as they celebrate Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets, Yom Teruah, Monday, September the 17th at 5 p.m. at E.V. Rains Park in North Glen in the Blue Spruce and Ponderosa Pavilions. Special speaker will be Dr. Lance Thomas. Praise and worship music with the Mendez family. Bring a delicious food dish to share. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information. See you September the 17th.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squarerootconstruction.com.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared?
Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Faith Champion, talking about the fate of the Yemeni children. There were about 4,000 of them who just disappeared and were taken to America, and most of them were killed with radiation experiments. The other are, of course, the Sephardic children, over 100,000 of them, 150,000, who were known as the ringworm children, and they radiated their skulls. Part of a program to learn about the effects of excessive doses of radiation. Go right ahead, Barry.
Yeah, the figures are 4,500 Yemenite children were kidnapped and disappeared, and 115,000, including Yemenites, were given the ringworm treatment. They were being cured of scalpel ringworm. In fact, they were in a dastardly experiment run by the founders of Israel. I'm going to say right now we're not going to be able to do this whole story. We'll have to do it in two parts.
All right, we'll do it again next week. Go ahead.
All right, people, listen next week, and we'll go, this thing has not ended. Let's just say this. When I was in Israel, look, the Moroccans are the criminal class of Israel. They're the poor of Israel. Now, I asked about this because the Moroccans didn't all come to Israel, but half went to France when they were expelled. And the ones that went to France became very educated and very prosperous. And what I was told in Israel was that France got the rich, the smart ones, all right? France got the smart ones, and we got the dummies. The real explanation is every French Moroccan child didn't have his brain cells fried with gamma rays. The effects on the Moroccan community have not gone away. Now, in this film, we have a description from Davy Derry. He spoke on behalf of the Sephardic children, and he said that I was in class, and the men came, and they asked us our names, and the Ashkenazi children were told to return to their seats. Only the Sephardic children were put on the bus, and then the film explains that, well, we have a historian, and he says the ringworm operation was a eugenics program. It aimed supposedly at weeding out the perceived weak strains of society. Who perceived that? Okay. That's the first thing. You have to understand that these founders of Israel viewed Sephardim as much less than they were. They were fit for atomic experiments. And we're going to dive into that right now, but I'm going to just end that the film ends with a Moroccan lady saying the truth. It was a Holocaust, a Sephardi Holocaust. And I want to know why no one stood up to stop it. And, well, what it comes down to, Boaz Levy, who again, the film was 1 hour, there was 1 hour of of a panel. He was on the panel. He tried to get the records of the Sephardic children, and lo and behold, their records were missing. They were all burned in a fire. That's what the health ministry says happened to them. Coincidentally, those records were burnt up. Look, what is... Oh, let's just say this. What Israel is hiding is just the... I don't know if I should use the word luciferic or something satanic. I don't know what word can describe taking a whole people and subjecting their children to this experiment.
Call it satanic. It's just satanic. It's the only logical explanation, because otherwise there's no way to rationalize the horrible thing that was done to them and the horrible things that are taking place today that most people have no idea about.
Oh, yeah, the peacemakers, look, the left, what you call the labor Zionists, they're putting an end to Israel. Every move they've made is one step closer to the end of Israel. They didn't get the state they wanted. I'm not going to explain that, but Israel has rejected them. You don't have 10% of the population supporting them anymore. But look who ran the government during the 50s when this god-awful experiment was taking place. The prime minister was David Ben-Gurion, and believe me, you're talking about a program with the equivalent of billions of dollars of American government funds. You can be darn sure that Ben-Gurion knew all about it. But here's the rest of the cabinet. The finance minister was Eliezer Kaplan. The settlement minister was Levi Eshkol. He was the prime minister during the Six-Day War. The foreign minister was Moshe Sharetz, who, believe it or not, I'm told by my mother that he was a relative. The health minister was Yosef Burg. His son, Avraham Burg, is one of the Big Mouth peacemakers. The labor minister was Golda Meir. The police minister was Amos Ben-Gurion, and the highest non-cabinet post belonged to Shimon Peres. He was the director general of the defense ministry, and after that, of the Atomic Energy Commission. What you've got, every prime minister, until Begin, they all came from this group. Sharetz, prime minister after Ben-Gurion, Golda Meir, prime minister after Levi Eshkol. If you knew enough about what they were doing to Jewish children, you were rewarded. You ended up being the prime minister of Israel, and that includes Shimon Peres. Now, oh my goodness, what they've done. Eliezer Kaplan was the finance minister. The second or third biggest hospital in Israel is named after him. Chaim Shiva, who ran Ringworm Incorporated, he's got a whole medical complex named after him. These have to change.
Hold that thought, Barry. Hold the thought for a moment. We'll be right back here at the American Network.
When you focus on doing one thing right, odds are you end up with something really right. At Ram, we only build trucks with legendary engines like the Hemi V8 and Cummins diesel. And a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty that beats the Ford F-150 by 40,000 miles. We may never be called a jack of all trades, but that's okay, because we're the masters of one. See for yourself at Ram Power Days. See your local Ram dealer today and get $7,700 in total values on the 2012 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab during Ram Power Days. See dealer for details and a copy of limited warranty. Values include $3,200 Bighorn package discount and $4,500 cash allowance. Package values based on combined value of individual package items. Residency restrictions apply. Offer ends 10-1. Cummins is a registered trademark of Cummins, Inc. Ram and Hemi are registered trademarks of Chrysler Group, LLC.
Messiah's Mansion invites you to take a sacred walk through history, where tours of a full-scale model of the ancient Hebrew tabernacle will be on display to the public. Travel back 3,000 years with Moses and the Israelites, learning more about the history of the 2 million people that built the wilderness temple for their God. Experience firsthand what the tabernacle was like and better understand the significance of the tabernacle to the Hebrews described in the Old Testament. Much like the story in Exodus of the traveling Hebrew sanctuary, this full-scale model travels the U.S. coast to coast nearly a dozen times a year. Don't miss your chance to see it when it takes an exclusive stop in Loveland. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. For more information and scheduled exhibits, call 970-481-4266 or visit www.coloradosanctuary.com. Tours run daily from September 8th through September the 16th. Messiah's Mansion is located just north of Johnson's Corners, exit 254 East Frontage Road off of I-25.
Well, and Barry, are you still there?
Yep.
Okay, we're out of time, but I'm going to be able to do the rest of this next week, and we want you on our other networks to tell the same story. It's so important. God bless. Thanks so much.
And thank you. Bye.
And our guest this morning was Barry Shamish, and telling you the story of the Yemeni children and the ringworm children. Now, you're not going to read this in most places. You can find it up on the Internet, fortunately. But, of course, there is in Israel a group of people who hate the Sephardic Israelis, and they've done everything they could to destroy their offspring. If you don't think this sort of thing really has happened, you need to get the Rockefeller Committee report about the horrible experiments that were done on Americans, American servicemen, and American citizens. It was put out in 1994 by the Veterans Administration, over the name of J. Rockefeller. That's why we call it the Rockefeller Report. It's only, I think, $9.95 plus shipping. You need to get it. You need to read it. Government report, Veterans Administration, so effective that when I contacted the woman who put this report out, asked her to come on my radio program, she was afraid to do it, fearing retribution for telling the truth about the terrible things done to America's people. You must understand, ladies and gentlemen, there is a satanic movement. It's working at the highest levels of our government. Get the Rockefeller Report, read it. They only produced 35 copies for the entire America. The original copies went to the members of the Veterans Administration and people who sat on this commission that did the report. I bought up most of those that the federal government had created. And we've simply reduplicated this. Joyce Riley's done the same thing. The Rockefeller Report, every American should read it. They did everything they could to suppress it. They only made 35 copies for the entire general population. And it's available for Radio Liberty. Call us at 1-800-544-8927. Well, think and learn what they've done to our boys, and then weep. 1-800-544-8927. But it's been done on the general population. All sorts of horrible experiments, and you've never heard about them. So basically, of course, you can get the information that Barry is talking about on the Internet. The Rockefeller Committee reports available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. How do you make any sense out of something this insane? Well, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to hear my talk on the dark secrets on DVD and my talk on the forbidden secret on DVD. Get those, read them. They come. You can get a syllabus with them if you want to verify what I'm saying. And then help us spread the word, ladies and gentlemen. We only have a limited number of people informed, but you need to help inform others. And certainly if they don't want to listen to you, just... You have to sometimes ask them questions. Can you explain to me, for instance, why the Israeli government would release 1,027 convicted terrorists to get back one soldier? 400 of the convicted terrorists were murderers, many of them mass murderers, and you release them all to get back one soldier. Does that make sense? Well, it does if you want to release terrorists and murderers. And when you understand that that's what the Israeli government did, and they knew what they were doing, and our government does exactly the same thing, because it's not our government, it's the invisible government. Just as it's not the Israeli government, it's the invisible government of Israeli that has done these terrible things. Our government sends our boys over to fight and bleed and suffer and die and age prematurely in Iraq and Afghanistan to fight 50 members of Al-Qaeda. There's only 50 members of Al-Qaeda in all of Afghanistan today, and we have over 90,000 American troops, 100,000 contractors. And ladies and gentlemen, why do we want to destroy our men? Look it up on the internet. Veterans, aid prematurely, pray for America. Please pray for my ministry, our provision.
Dr. Stan Monteith will be the keynote speaker for the Good Neighbor Forum on September 15th from 7:45 a.m. until 4 p.m. at the Douglas County Fairgrounds, 500 Fairgrounds Drive, Castle Rock, Colorado, 80104. Registration is $18 for the individual and $35 for couples. Other speakers will focus on Obamacare, climate change, military's partnership with the Natural Conservative, and Army Corps of Engineers to take over Pinyon Canyon. For more information, call John at 970-215-3273.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared.